Scientists with the U.S. Geological Survey are reporting a steep decline in the number of polar bears in the southern Beaufort Sea. In a study published today, they show the population dropped 40% in the first 10 years of this century. Between 2004 and 2007, out of 80 cubs the researchers observed, they only know of two that survived. Jeff Bromagen is a USGS researcher and lead author of the study. He says more cubs from that group may have survived, but the scientists didn't see them.
Of the 80 cubs that we captured and handled, we only ever recaptured two of them. So these bears weren't outfitted with electronics that we could track their every movement. It's just that a very small number of them were ever recaptured. And also during that period of time, we're seeing very few subadults in the bears that we catch. So evidence that the cubs are not living and surviving to get older.
What do these kinds of numbers mean for the population long term?
Well, survival rates that are that low for a animal like the polar bear that lives 20 to 30 years, it means that they're getting very little recruitment. You almost have to have a population decline with survival rates that are that low. And if those rates were to persist long term, the population would decline very rapidly.
Is there something that happened between 2004 and 2007 that was different or an anomaly that maybe impacted the polar bears in a way that you hadn't seen before?
That's certainly a possibility. There are several independent sources of information that suggest that survival during that period was low. For example, a Canadian study a couple years back found that the proportion of bears that were fasting in the spring or going without food was dramatically higher than it had been back in the 80s. Females with cubs, for example, I think their rate approximately doubled to 25% of the females with cubs were fasting. And that's at a time of the year when they should be eating seals and putting on weight.
Any idea of why that may have been happening?
No real direct evidence. There are other lines of evidence that corroborate that kind of thing. One thing we did see, several instances of polar bears clawing and chewing through really thick ice barriers to try to get at the seals. So a bit of evidence that the bears were hungry and nutritionally stressed.
And using more energy trying to get food than they would have otherwise.
Yes, chewing through that 10 or 12 inches of ice is quite energetically demanding.
Taking all of what you've observed, both between 2004 and 2007 and more broadly, what do you think is causing this decline?
Well, we really suspect it's climate-induced changes to the sea ice. The open water period in the summer and early fall is getting longer. 2012 was a new record low in the sea ice. And also the characteristics of the winter ice is changing. The remaining ice is much thinner than it used to be, and it's more susceptible to wind and wave action. It's creating some piled up, jumbled ice conditions in the near coast areas, for example, that may also limit access to seals.
Has there been any evidence that maybe the prey, the food, the seals, that's changing in conjunction with changes to the ice?
There's really not a lot of information on seals in that part of the world. There is a site in Canada, a bit east of our study area, that does monitor subsistence harvested seals. And during this period of time when we saw low survival, they were observing very low seal production as well. That again picked up in about the 2007 timeframe. But we really don't have any evidence that what they're finding to the east is really applicable off the Alaskan coast.
Jeff Bromagen is a researcher with the U.S. Geological Survey.